Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 12 minutes after 8 a.m. is where we're at this morning. And of course, we're into the final hour of the show. And we move along now to our next feature. Now, Dr. Ayub Bandeker, who is also a member of the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, will be running the Kalahari or Grubby's Extreme Marathon to raise awareness around the irrefutable link between violent abusers and animal cruelty. Now, the grueling race will take place over a seven intensive days, should we say, in honor of the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, as well as the Ihata Shelter for Abused Children and Women. But joining us online this morning to tell us a bit more is Tara McGovern, Cape of Good Hope SPCA Communications and Resource Development. Good morning, Tara, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning and morning to all your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, very interesting that we're going to be having the flag of the team SPCA, Cape of Good Hope SPA, being flown during the Kalahari or Grubby's Extreme Marathon by Dr. Bandeker. Of course, you know, on behalf of the SPCA, firstly, what does this mean to the SPCA?
Well, first of all, it's always amazing when members of the public take part in events to raise support and awareness for the SPCA's causes. And Dr. Ayub Bandeker is, in fact, a vet, so he works with animals on a daily basis, and he really understands the challenges that the SPCA face. But on a personal level, he's just a really passionate human being, and he's really passionate about the causes of abuse, whether it affects children, women, or animals. So for him, to undertake this amazing endurance marathon is really special for us.
Now, of course, you know, how is Dr. Deng at this moment in time preparing for the race, and when exactly will it be taking place?
Okay, so it's quite an exciting race. I only discovered news about it last week when he came to us and said, guys, I know this is last minute, but I've run for you before and now I'm going to run for you again, but it's a little bit different because I'm going to be in the middle of the Kalahari Desert. So we were very excited and went, Doctor, are you sure? This is quite intense, but he's been a runner for years and he really wanted to challenge himself and lose a few pounds. And he thought, what better way to do it than in the name of animals and children and women being abused? So we know that it's an event that runs from the 10th to the 20th of October. The race starts officially tomorrow. So we know that Dr. Bandeker is in the Kalahari right now. He's prepping. He's probably carbo loading before the race kicks off tomorrow. And the amazing thing is that it's fully self-supported, which means Dr. Bandeker is going to be running basically like a tortoise, if you can imagine that. He's going to have his backpack on his back. He's going to have all of his food. He's going to have his sleeping bag, everything that he would need to survive in the desert for 7 days will be on his back. So he's really put himself to task in this way, and we're really, really grateful to him.
Just in terms of, I know he told you about it last week, but in terms of his mental preparation, you know, going into this race, you know, how was he before he left South Africa?
He was really positive. You know, I think a lot of us at the SPCA are outdoors all day and we're working, but I can't say that for myself personally, I'm much of an athlete. So to see him being so excited, so gung-ho, he was really calm. He does run anyway. He actually recently ran in the Sanlam Marathon. He ran last year for us with a team of his friends, and they actually ran the Sanlam Marathon dressed as a sausage dog, Vorsi, if you remember that. So I don't think he's too nervous. I think it's going to be a different challenge for him. It's a lot of mental preparation, but he is the kind of personality that we are completely sure he's going to really just do amazingly at this.
Well, it's very interesting, you know, in terms of, you know, the reason behind this race and, you know, the link between violent abusers as well as animal cruelty. And I just happened to see on the presser that it says that the facts are clear. Animal abusers will abuse fellow humans, including vulnerable children and women. And of course, you know, to have this highlighted by a doctor, you know, embarking on this race is just so amazing. But in terms of the SPCA, the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, and the cases that you've been dealing with in terms of animal abuse per se, Tara, tell us a bit more in terms of, you know, how have we been doing this year?
Well, I wish we could say we were doing better, but unfortunately, you know, the cases of animal abuse and cruelty do seem to be on the increase. I think, unfortunately, you know, it's a lot of matters, which could be anything from social injustices, people maybe that have economic issues, and sometimes they just don't think about the animals being affected, whether it's something as simple as not giving food to an animal, or the more violent crimes where we see criminals undertaking really violent abuses towards animals. You know, we have instances where people are, you know, involved in drive-by shootings, where they're involved in home invasions, and you can see that these criminals really look at the animals as just another living creature to abuse and hurt. So often our vets encounter really horrific instances of animals being shot, animals being stabbed. You know, we do work around the clock and we try and get the public involved. And I think that's why this campaign is so important, just to highlight that while not every single person who abuses an animal will go forward to hurt a human being, there's a very high indicators that say there's a good chance that if someone has grown up having little to no compassion for an animal, there is a good chance they will hurt fellow human beings. So it's really important for us to have an awareness like this, a campaign like this, which is spearheaded by someone like Dr. Bandeker, who actually sees both sides of the story. Being a vet, he's out there working with people, working with animals. So this is why he's so passionate about bringing awareness to this cause, because I think a lot of professionals have known about this link for many, many years, but I think the general public aren't always so aware of the fact that if someone is hurting an animal, they could end up progressing to more serious crimes with humans.
Now, of course, in terms of the actual race, you know, will the public be able to keep tabs on Dr. throughout the race?
Well, we are trying to stay in touch with him. We saw that there was an update from the Kalahari Ohrabi's Extreme Marathon comms team yesterday. We're hoping that we can get a bit of coverage from him, his side. But we do know that because they're racing through the desert, I don't think cell connectivity is going to be that strong. But we are going to be in comms with their team, and hopefully we'll get some updates for everybody. And if they want to find out more, they can just follow us on Facebook, and we'll make sure that any updates we receive about Dr. Bandeker's efforts will be shared with everybody.
Perfect. Well, Tara, thanks so much for joining us this morning and for sharing with us. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. And that was Tara McGovern, a Cape of Good Hope SPCA Communications and Resource Development team member there.